Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 76. Today is Saturday, July 15, 2017, or Sunday in the future, because it's Future Girl Day.
Oh.
It's here. It's rainy. It's all sorts of things. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, pretending to be Batman, but is Stone Man. Is Stone.
So right now it's middle of winter, right, for you?
Yeah.
And you get rain, so I don't care. You've got it easy.
Yeah.
You've got it easy.
But I want to play in the snow.
Come on over. Well, Oak Slayer and I both get lots of snow.
I know.
Snow.
I've seen both your snow, and I'm a little jealous. And I know I probably will like build a snowman and do snow angels and be like, I'm done. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
So, but I've never been in snow. So yeah, one of these days, that's right. We will do a snow trip for sure.
Well, I'm sitting on a futon right here with your name on it.
Ah, nice. Excellent. All right. Just crank up the coffee. You know, I'm good. All right.
Julie's all over the coffee. We had some Ethiopian, some kind of special coffee. I don't know what it is. I have tea.
Yes. Yeah. You do. Awesome. And everyone, there's Rogue Slayer. Anyway.
Hey!
Whoops.
Oh, Rogue Slayer's come to say hi.
Hello.
So.
Hi.
Yeah. You both had a good week.
I pulled myself off the fields of the bloodthirsties to come to say
hi. Nice. Nice.
The bloody field.
It's been a bit of a rough.
I see lots of deaths, yeah.
Well, it is a challenge. But anyway, let's get stuck into it. So what you been doing since we last talked to you?
Well, it's been a while since we talked, so I do have some items of note. At least they were to me. Last time we talked about Ironix, who is my Worgen druid. I said, I'm going to do another Worgen, iron, you know, and she was in Gilneas last we talked. So I finally got her out of Gilneas. Yay!
Okay.
Awesome.
And she was level 16 and she was engaged with some gnolls somewhere. This is a while ago. I don't even remember where she was, but she was mixing it up with some gnolls and got disconnected. Yeah. So I logged in really quick, and I was alive, and I got disconnected. And I logged in again, and I got disconnected. So I logged in again, and I got disconnected.
What?
So I logged in again, and I was a ghost.
Oh. No.
I go, come on.
Oh.
So I no longer have a Worgen. Maybe in another few months I'll try it again. I don't know. So that's my iron. So in tin news, last we checked in with Iron Camper. She was 95. And I at 97, I took her off by a Timeless Isle off to Draenor. I got her up to 98. I had kind of a bad feeling about that Fate of Caribor quest.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to my, when am I going to learn? You have a bad feeling, run the heck away.
So
that was death number 13, not 580.
Why would you ever say it was 580?
I don't know. Actually, I'm on the wrong tune for saying that. We'll get back to that later, mister. So I actually was at 98, and I was going around and I was you know, picking up treasures and doing quests and doing the bonus things and taking down some of the rares. And I saw Rockhoof. He's like the water beastie thing, looks like a hippopotamus. And I was 98. He was 91. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even with like the boost they get, that's still like 96-ish. I had Rockhoof almost down and then I was dead. He has this attack called a title. I had to go look at my combat log. He has a title crash, which is 5 times the normal damage he sends. And he threw 2 of them at me in a row. So that was death number 14 for her. So everybody, keep an eye on Rockhoof. I think he was in the very bottom part of Talador is where he was. So watch out. But she's now 101. So she has passed the 100 mark and is moving on up. But it was actually Iron Palavix, my other 10, that somebody was disparaging recently. Estimated 520 deaths by the time she hit level 70. Actually, she had three freaking deaths, okay?
What do you mean?
You're thinking of Iron Capper. She has a bunch, but not 22 like somebody has up on the boards. But no, she had 3. But she is now level 76. And actually, this is really cool. From this show, I learned about the quests out on the aisle. You go from Shattrath and you go out to the aisle, and I'm totally blanking on the name of it. And you do those daily quests. There's all those quests.
Kral'thanas.
Thank you. Kral'thanas. I had never done those before, ever. Okay. So that's all she's doing. Of course, she hasn't done anything for the last week because I've been doing bloodthirsty stuff. But she has gone from 71 to 76. So I've been utilizing the slow leveling. And Stone is making some funny faces. Why?
Do you hear that sound? Because it sounds like a bird, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, it might be.
No,
it might be.
No, it's gone now. It's gone now. Okay, so it's actually a live bird.
Yes, there are birds outside.
Okay, no problem. I thought it's like, Lita, what are you doing? Like, is this something with your fan or your new fancy dancy computer? See, I just heard a little bit.
This was like when I very first time I started playing WoW, and I played. Julie was away, and I played late into the night until, yes, that's the birds outside my window.
Okay.
And I at one point I thought it was birds in game singing, and then I realized that the sun was coming up and it was the birds outside my window that were telling me to go the heck to bed. she was away. She called me the next morning at like 8:30, and I was like, oh, because she's like, what's wrong? So anyway, so Iron Palavix, she's doing well. She's my second tin, and she's at 76, and she's had 3 deaths, which I think is pretty awesome. So I also did all the fire festival rounds with all my tunes, and I didn't yet know about this awesome little toy that you guys have been talking about, the flight paths. Mm-hmm. So I did the fire festival the hard way. Running, and then riding. But I did get brave, and I did some desecrations, although I steered very, very clear of the dwarf fire in Shadowmoon Valley, because I have gotten burned by that in the past, and that's one thing at least that stuck in my mind. So I need to steer clear of those. So let's talk about this contest. I've been on this contest. I mean, I even took a chance and like started a tune before the show last week. Yeah. So I thought, I'll get one up to 9 and then I'll bring her to 10. I was like, okay, just judging, you know, I was going by the pictures. It's definitely going to be an orc or a human. So I started a human, and, but I had her be a pally, you know, like, damn. So I created Sandy Feet last week. She was an orc. Mm-hmm. And she was kicking it. She was like up in third place at 21, like on the second day, and she died. Yep.
Oh.
So then I jumped over to the human side and I opened up Cove Raider, and she died at 15. And then I had Sandy Foot. Sandy Foot is rocking it. She got up to 36. I think mm-hmm. she was in fifth place this morning, and she didn't make it.
What happened?
Oh, no. My God. I had her I had her over in Western Pluglands, and I was doing my route, you know, just circling around and mm-hmm. you know, sticking with things and everything. And it was, you know, Malicia's Outpost. It's in that
yep.
over by Thunderbolt River. It was actually my second run through there. I'd already gone through. I'd already taken out the rare, and then I'd gone to the lap and everything. And I came back, and I just got, you know, wasn't being careful. And I was like, oh, I'll charge at this thing. And I didn't see that there were like three others just around the corner from that mob. And they all went, bam, bam. And I realized immediately my error. And I tried to run, but where I was like surrounded by those big boulders and the cages. And I'm trying to run. And they're just like, no. Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I think I had two. I think Sandy Feet, I had she went down by the knolls at that mushroom filled farm over in Hillsbred Foothills, like in between where the Naga are and East Point Tower.
Mm.
You know, there's that bunch of knolls, and there's one a rare that rotates around. And I killed off Cove Raider over there, I think it was. I killed somebody over there. You know, it was just like red. Oh, that was Sandy Feet. That's who it was. And she was red and she just couldn't get away. But I came back another time with Sandy Foot on her way to 36. And I waited until she got up a little higher, and she used Heroic Leap to good effect. Mm-hmm. For a near-death escape. I mean, the screen was flashing red.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
And I had several of them chasing me. It was the same thing, you know. I tried to get the rare, and, like, the rest of them aggroed onto me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have this leap. So I leapt over the fence and, like, over the hill, and then just kept running and running, and my health is going down. But I'm running! And she made it. Unfortunately, I tried using it again up in Western Plaguelands, but it was a one-time benefit. But she did have another scare that she got away from. And this was like my biggest scare. This is like where I'm sitting in my house by myself going, you know, swearing away. The cat's like, what's wrong, mommy? Because usually when I'm doing irons and such, I avoid Anderhall. It's just too much going on. The behemoths will drag you with their chains.
Yep.
But, you know, I just wanted to get to the flight point. So I was just, you know, cutting through, and I thought I was cutting through on a different road than I was actually cutting through on. And I was actually cutting through on it with an orc through the Alliance area where their flight point is. And I realized this when I saw red. I'm like, oh, come on, run. And all of a sudden I'm being chased by Thessarian. Okay. I'm like, oh, there is no way I can let him. He can like sneeze at me and I'm going down. but I ran. Oh. I think I was actually helped by a behemoth. I think one of the behemoths like chained me and pulled me forward.
Oh, that's good.
And I was able to like run from him. I could run from the behemoth, but not Thessarian. So I actually got away from Thessarian only to be taken down by a bunch of covert mages.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But that was this morning. So now I'm back to the human. I've been alternating orc human. Now I have Tide Chaser, and I started her, it was probably around 11 o'clock this morning. And she is currently 17. So,
wow.
Clawing my way. I figure I went through three in a week and got pretty far with them. So I figure now if I just keep this one alive this week, I should be in good shape. I just have to keep saying, just don't get comfortable. Just don't forget all your rules. Remember the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I've been doing pretty much. I haven't been playing my other tunes. I've been bloodthirsty focused this week.
Nice. Arr. So what I want to know, Sandy Foot, like, where's these names?
Cove Raider. Yeah. Tide. It's got to be a beach somewhere that you like.
These are all beachy kayak things. Yeah, went down to the Cape for our vacation in June. We're going back in September. Did lots of walking along the sand and lots of kayaking.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah, nice. Cove Raider is actually the name of my kayak.
Oh, wow.
She's cool. Laura Craft. Cool. Laura Craft Cove Raider.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
My car is Sky Captain. I know it should be Frankie, but you know, I like Sky Captain the name better. But I'm thinking of Angelina.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's funny because I was just reading this morning, actually, about, you know, with people naming, you know, obviously
inanimate objects.
Yeah. And, you know, because someone said, well, what are you going to call your PC? And I'm like, well, I hadn't really thought of a name. And then I started reading, you know, reading some posts about people naming stuff and how some people just call it, you know, like such and such PC one and such and such PC two and all this stuff. And then other people, I can't remember where it was. It was like one of the American, either the space people, NASA. They the call space all people. Of yeah. They call all their called all their stuff after Disney stuff. So I think it was Snow White. So they called like the server Snow White, and then they had, you know, Grumpy and all the other ones named after the dwarves, and then NASA had actually named their stuff after, NASA had named it after Disney, and Disney had named some of their stuff after various NASA.
so we had a little loop going.
Yeah, it was really interesting. So I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because, you know, you name your stuff in game, you name your tunes. You know, I run around with my pets and I name my pets, but sometimes you don't think of other things. And it always intrigues me when you come up with names because I'm boring. I'm later.
My first iPhone was Buffy. My iPod Nano was Spike. It's little and gets the job done. My iPad was Willow, and my iPod, the repository of all information, was Giles.
I love it. Oh,
I do name my computers around the house. So, but we name them after Futurama characters. So mine is Fry. Carrie's is Leela. The computer that's shared by our two boys is Bender, because they make me want to go on a bender. And the laptop that we have is Amy, because it was my sleek, sexy laptop, and so I can name her Amy. And Carrie doesn't like Amy, so I'm like, oh, which I don't blame her. But now Amy's just kind of off to the side. Poor Amy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems like you've had an eventful, bloodthirsty week.
I have. I'm clawing my way back up. I do see that some of those top folks have taken a dive. So, you know.
Yeah.
Is opening.
Yep.
It's been quite a few deaths, it seems. I'm just having a quick look at the website and I'm like, whoa, okay.
You just can't give up, because you never know when the rankings are gonna shift up.
Exactly. And it also helps that we got the two prizes, so even if you can't make first, you can still shoot for number two. And number two, because the person that's in number one right now, unless there's a DC that happens, it's been happening. So people have gotten kicked offline and they die. And it's like, what is going on? I mean, besides you, there's been quite a few people that talked about it in chat as well. It's like, oh, goodness. So,
yeah.
Things, well, things can happen.
The two contests ago, I think I made it in the top 10. Last time I made it down to the top 5. So I'm hoping to make it top 3 this time. I had do some scrambling now to make up some
rounds. Are you working this coming week or no?
In theory.
Working on her block.
What's this in the plan? So, I see line 158. It says level up bloodthirsty. I don't. What's bloodthirsty?
It's kind That's of right. your project.
Yeah.
Whoops! How did that get into my plan?
Oh, that call got canceled. Whatever will I do?
Well, all you've got to do is, you know, if a call is going long, it's just, so, you know, sorry, I'm going to have to wrap this up now. I've got another appointment in 5 minutes. I'm really sorry. But, yeah. And then I, be like,
I actually was leveling during a division-wide call this week. we were in listen-only mode.
Oh,
know?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, good luck this week. We've got our fingers crossed for you. But I mean, seriously, you've done 21, 15, 36, and currently 17. Look at those levels. So,
The 17 was just today, like a half.
Yeah, no.
Nice.
I know. You're a machine, woman. Are a machine. Wow.
I think more than good luck, I need good, clear thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep and my head on my shoulders.
Where have you been grinding? Where's your Loch Modan for the res or
Loch Modan and Hillsbrad for the orcs, Western Plaguelands for both, assuming I get that far. Right now I have that 17. I have Tide Chaser. She's on the edge right now. It's like I've been doing things that are mostly a level above her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, do I want to kill ogres more in Loch Modan, or do I want to go up and kill orcs on my way out to wetlands? I stepped away and had a cooling off period so I could think more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting carried away because I had one of them, I was pushing it too fast, and she died up in the twilight camp in Loch Modan.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. Yeah, when I'm 15, I can kill a 17, but I can't take on four 18s.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And what spec? Have you just been doing default, or have you swapped?
Yeah, no, default.
Default?
Oh,
okay.
Arms? Oh. Wow. Because if you go prot, definitely get...
Prot. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it.
Prot's good. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Anyway.
I will be listening closely.
Stone, how about you? What are you doing?
Well, I will start off by saying I leveled up my bloodthirsty on... I didn't do it the night that it started, but I did it the day before. Because I was kind of on the fence. I'm like, okay, I don't have the same passion that I do because it's such a grind. So I was like, well, but we have our thing, right? And I don't think it would be very nice of me to be like, well, you won because I didn't play. Because that would make your win not be as good. Okay. So at least I want to try. Okay. So let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Cause I like the quest. It's just the grind it was called grind back in the day before, who named it Bloodthirsty? Where did I get that name from? I think it was Mark Conan actually coined that term, and I was like, oh, that's what we're gonna call it. So I changed the name. So Grindr was what it was called before, and then I thought Grindr because of the app. I'm like, oh no, it's probably not a good idea to name it that either. So. So let's just, yeah, so it's a good thing we changed. Anyway, so I leveled orc. I rolled an orc because you went human, which was weird. You know, I wasn't expecting you to go human, so I went orc, and I knew I was going to lose. So I'll just start off. I have lost this. So, congrats, Lita, you win. Okay, and it wasn't because, you know...
Yeah.
Well, it is over between you and I, right?
Yeah.
So, I got to level 10. And before I could list my tune, I was in Northern Barrens looking for rares to kill. Because I was just, I'm sick of killing the little guys. And I was like, okay, so I'm running around Northern Barrens where the there is a lake and then there's a bunch of centaurs and it's north west of Crossroads, and there's a rare there that I couldn't find. Couldn't find it, and I'm like, where is this guy? So okay, I'm just killing the other mobs around there, which is fine, but they were like level 13 or so, and so I can take out 1, 2, it's fine because I went prot, and I saw the rare pop up and I was like, okay, great, I'm gonna go get this guy because I've been trying to kill rares and I've been trying to kill things higher level than me because I can't deal with this grind. So I figure, okay, if I kill rares I get lots of XP and it's not as bad, right? So there was only the rare and one other mob, and it was like a caster. And I was like, okay, well, I should be able to pull the rare, and I think the other mob is far enough away that it won't come with them, right? Nope. So I pulled the rare, and the rare came around the side of the tent, and I began to fight him, and I'm like, oh, great. And then I noticed, well, my health is going down, like, a lot. And I look up, and yeah, there's a cloud over my head, and she had cast that lightning storm thing. Yeah. I'm like, so I never moved, right? And then I decided to switch my focus to kill the caster so that I could get the heal, because then I can go kill her off and then go back to my rare, who was level 15, I think. So it was a 15 rare and a 14 normal mob. So I was hoping to get the heal so that I could heal myself up, and no. I knew as soon as I started leaving that first starting zone, I knew that when I crossed over the river, I was like, Lita will win. I said this on the air. I was like, Lita will win this because I am being too impatient. I need to kill things at level. I should not be crossing over. I'm going to go pull too much stuff. This is how I will die. And it happened. And I knew. So level 10, that's the highest I made it. And I don't think I can reroll. I actually did.
You're done.
I did the quests until level 5 until I could get out of that zone, because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do these quests and get up to level 5, get out of that little zone, and then kill. And going from level 5 to 10, I was losing my mind. Like, losing my mind. I need to do quests. I don't know how you guys can do this, but No, it's not. You all have much more willpower, patience, perseverance, fortitude. What else can I much more than I do. I need to do iron. And that's it.
Well, it's like anything. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses, you know.
Yep.
And for some people, bloodthirsty is their strength. For you, irons, you is the way. It's what you prefer.
But that, yeah.
You know, I did. I found out the grind was getting me a little nuts, but I was obsessing over like how much XP I got from this mob versus that mob.
Yep.
I turned off. I went in my settings for my little window. I turned off the prompts
XP
for XP.
Oh,
yeah. So I can't see it. So now I don't look at it. I don't think about it. I turned it off for like just about everything. So I turned off. I don't see what I'm looting. I see it when it pops up on this, pop up. But I don't see it. And that way I'm just killing things. I'm just killing things. And then once in a while I get a little ding comes up.
That's
a good idea. Yeah.
On the add-on Titan panel. I have it up at the top, and I let it show how much I need. And I keep having a look at it. It shows I need to kill 215 more things at that level. I'm like, no, I can't do it. So I'm trying to find rares.
Turn it off.
I did find a couple rares, so things were going okay, but I just can't.
Turn that stuff off.
So, yeah. I did, I can leave the headset on. I did play my iron, mm-hmm. my regular tune, and I still don't have it listed. I don't want to say what the name is. People have seen me on it. Please don't say. Just want to focus. And so I had him. I don't know. I've gone through so many. So
gender unspecified.
Yes. Yeah. You. So I finished Blasted Lands. I finished every single quest, even quests I probably should not have done. I've done everything. Mm. And I finished at 57.6. So I still had 40% of a level to get to 58. And wow. I'm like, but I went into Blasted Lands at the correct level. So was that how it always was? Is that they never had quite enough quests in there to get you to 58 to get you into Outland? Like, just on, like, a normal tune. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill everything because 40% was about 100 kills. And I'm like, no, I'd rather go do questing. So I took the long way around and went to Silithus and killed some things there. And I actually almost died because I went into one of the Twilight camps.
And, ouch.
And
they're brutal.
One of the guys I pulled was one of the ones up in the middle trying to summon, you know, doing another thing. I pulled one, but I pulled the other two or three that were beside it too. And then I had another guy coming in back of me, and then I killed that one. It was close, but even at
level... What are
level,
you on? Hunter?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Okay. And everything went well. So we got up to 58, and the poop in my notes is because I almost died. So it's poop. So I did not die. I'm still good. At 58, I'm going into Hellfire, and I'm just going to carry on, because on a Hunter, I feel comfortable enough in Hellfire that I'll
careful.
Be fine. Yeah.
Be careful. Mm-hmm.
The Fel Reaver can, you know,
bite your shiny
poop.
He can bite your feet while you're in the air.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
But he can do that too.
Yes.
Yeah. So he can bite your feet in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
58. Can you get you can get flying. No, you get flying at 60.
I have about 2,500 gold because I sold some green gear and I was like, oh, sweet.
Okay.
I will take that and I will buy my flying, but I got to wait. Gotta wait. Mm. That's the only thing I don't like about being in there without being able to fly is that I can't fly.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Man, I actually a couple weeks ago I started leveling a couple of regular old tunes to get them into some new guilds for Control.WoW. And I had been working them for a while, and then I was like, Hey, I could put heirlooms on these guys. I'm like, I'll take one of these, and one of these, and I put them on. And it was like leveling, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So we were like, ding,
yeah,
ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
Yeah. So for contests and challengers, that was my that was pretty much my week.
Hmm.
So I'm
okay.
Playing when I can. Yeah. So.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Congrats on 58, so.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
I want to get back up to my 83 and then not do the quest that killed me.
Yeah.
I just won't. Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as he's saying, when you're level 60, go do the Plants vs. Zombies. Yeah, and that's why I haven't gone over there yet, is that I'm leaving Plants vs. Zombies until I get flying. And then I'm going to fly up to the flight path that I've already learned and then go over to Chill Wind and then go fly over because I'm not going to ride over. So, yeah, I have a plan. I just got to get there. So it will it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, cool.
So tell me about the character that you beat me with.
Okay, all right.
She's alive for another week.
Well, I know, that too. So what I've done is, so I made a human warrior. Yes, I came very close to rolling an orc. I literally had her on the screen, had her all decked out, was ready to type the name in, and I was like, you know what? No, I need to go human. And
why?
I changed. I had changed it.
Why did you change it?
I just had the feeling that it just, orc wasn't going to cut it for me. So I just, all of a sudden, the tie to, okay, let's do human warrior. And yeah, so I hadn't created her. I had her ready. I had a name in. I was getting ready to press, you know, create character. And I was like, no, okay, no, we're going to go human. All right. So I changed her over to human. And yeah, and off we went. And I have the only quest I did was because I was grinding her to level 10. I was at level 8 and Dark Moon Fair was still up, but I had like an hour and a half to go. So I ground that out to level 10 so I could get the quest to go to Dark Moon Fair so I could get my tickets. And I made it with like 30 minutes spare. So, so that is the only quest I did, was to go get my tickets. It gave me a buffer of 10 gold. So I was like, yay. Plus it gave me my 16 slot bag. So I was like, yay. Cause I had like 2 4 slot bags and a 6 slot bag. And I was like, oh, I now have a 16. Yay. So yeah, so at level 10, once I had that and got that, I changed just straight over to Prot. I was like, nope, you know what? I'm going to give a Prot a go. I'm going to give Prot a go. That sounds like a song. And love it. Love it. I mean, I've got a warrior. Yeah, I've got a warrior. I've got a goblin warrior. And I had, she's only ever been Prot. Because I think I was telling Stone about this the other day, that a few years ago we there was 5 of us and we made a dungeon team, and we all had to roll something different and we had to choose, you know, what you were going to be. And I ended up, I got the role to be the tank, and I could choose any tank that I wanted to be, but I had to be the tank. So I chose a warrior in Prot. And that's all I love it all. She's still in Prot. She's 100 and she's still in Prot. I don't play her any other way. So I thought, well, with this little human, I'll go over to Prot. You know, I haven't really played a warrior for this expansion or really last expansion. So I will, you know, I'll see what it is. Oh my goodness. How good is it? You get double charge, 2 charges.
Really?
2 charges. Yeah. Yeah. And all I'm doing is chain pulling mobs. That's all I'm doing. Charge straight into one, kill it. You've got, what is it, victory rush up, charge into the next one. You know, start killing it. Get your victory rush up so your health's up. Kill, kill, kill. You've killed it. By that stage, your next charge is up. And that's all I've been doing. And it is mesmerizing.
Wow.
It is literally mesmerizing, chain pulling, charging, killing onto the next one. I'm just, you know, go, go, go. So anyway,
it's exhausting.
Oh, I love it. I was just like, oh,
Lita can go all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make the switch.
Yeah. Give it a go. But It's great. So I had her over in, obviously I went through L1. I did L1. I took her over to, I took her into Deadridge, and not for very long. I decided that I would then, you know, I just, again, I went, no, Lochma Dan. So I took off to Lochma Dan. And the first night, five res. The first time I'm in there, they were all up.
That's the like, best. Literally. That's the best place. Yeah.
Awesome. I was like, whoa, that's awesome. So I just, you know, and I'd come back the next time, and they'd be up, and Lochma Dan is the best place for a bloodthirsty at, you know, at level.
I concur.
Yep. Horde does not have the same. Like Northern Barons, yeah, there are rares, but they are not to the degree that
they're not. There's not as many. That's for sure.
Not as many.
I always do the route where I go to Nozzlepot's outpost, and then I hit the three that are in the sludge place, and then there's the harpy. There's two over with the harpies. And there's another one somewhere. But yeah, I kind of do that little circle.
Yeah.
My whole.
Yeah. So I just stayed in Lochma Dan pretty much like from level 10 to level, I think I was 2019, before I went into Wetlands. There was a time I went around, no one else must have been in Lochma Dan because I killed every single rare except for the spider, because I forgot about the spider. And then Zolt's reminded me about the spider. I'm like, oh damn it, the spider, I forgot about the spider. But I got all the other ones. XP is so good. So yeah, so I went into there, and then I took off into Wetlands, well, into the hills, you know, where those orcs are, and sometimes if you're lucky that rare is there. So I went in there, I was level 19, and I was like, oh, I need to be careful. I just thought, I'm gonna kill the orcs on all the outside. So I did all of that. The rare was up, and I'm like, I don't think so. I went into the building because there was one downstairs, and I killed him, and I'm like, yep, excellent. And I'm like, oh, there's one upstairs, not on the upstairs, on that middle section. And I'm like, I can get him. I can get him. All right. So I took off, got him, pulled the rare. And I'm like, oh, I forgot it will trigger. So anyway, again, bang, 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 victory rushes up. Smacking into the, and I didn't, you know, I didn't have an issue. And I was like, yay, bonus XP. I wasn't expecting to get him. So that was kind of good. Took off into Wetlands. I started killing actually the spiders and the sludges, and I'm like going, oh, they're just giving me like gray stuff. And I was mostly concentrating while I was in Lochma Dan on any humanoid stuff. Oh my gosh, the amount of greens. The amount of greens I was getting was awesome. The amount of cloth I'm getting was awesome. I've made 5K on the auction so far. Yeah, just by selling greens. Just by selling greens. Because I'm just like, yep, that's cool. I picked up two green rings that were perfect for a warrior. So, of course, I'm going to equip them. Like, hello.
Yeah.
Who picks up green rings with strength on it? Normally you don't.
Oh, gosh.
Normally you get strength, intellect, or agility.
Yep.
And I picked up one, and I'm like, hey, this has got strength on it. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I'm going to equip that one. And then about four mobs later, I picked up another. I'm like, I should go buy a lotto ticket because, you know, who picks up two different strength ones? That's awesome. So
you pick up two lotto tickets, one for each ring.
I know. So I'm just like, bam, going from that, putting stuff on auction house, selling stuff, just going, oh. I'm making some money. This is good. I wasn't expecting it, but you know, like 5K, I'll take it. That's fine.
Awesome.
In Wetlands. So then I took, so I got that first flight path that, you know, that little camp took on up. And I'm like, hang on, I'll go over and see if the knoll, that rare knoll on that little island is up. And he was up. And I'm like, I'm looking at him because I think he's like a late 21 and I'm 19. And I'm just going, and I'm looking at his health because my big thing in particular is look at my health, look at their health. If their health is way above, I kind of think, yeah, no. But if their health is compatible, I kind of think, well, just because he's two levels up doesn't, you know, I've got a better shot. Sure, killed him. Like, bam, bam, bam. Yep, done. I was like, whoa, bonus XP. Wow. I think I got something like 3,800 XP or something ridiculous. I was like, booyah, thank you very much. So took on up to the next, you know, what is it, Warden Grove, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yep. So got the flight path there. Looked out, you know, looked at the orcs, was like, yeah, no, not really happy to go there. So looked out the other side because I knew, what's his name? Mirror Growl, the beastie that elite that walks around. Saw him, was like level 25 or 26. No. Okay, nope.
Yeah, Greenwood's Grove is like the last place that you go.
Yeah. But like literally went out, just thought, I'll have a look. I couldn't remember what level they were and was like, back up. So
the Sarin was chasing me.
And then I went and got the next flight path over at that little one, you know, where like the five dwarves are above the excavation. Yep, so just pick that one up because I'm like, right, I've got the flight path. I haven't even worried about using the heirloom flight path thing because I'm just like, not going to worry about it.
A lot of stuffing going on here, Miss Lita. Yeah.
And then I took off over to Menenthal Harbor. So I'm in Menenthal Harbor and going, okay, where am I going to go? I'll go, you know, looking for, again, humanoids because I want to try and get cloth. I want to try and get, you know, some greens and stuff and Murloc. So it's like, okay, let's go.
Are you still 19?
I'm either 19 or 20. So, and I looked and I'm like, okay, well, Murlocs are about 21, 22. So I took off and, again, wasn't having a problem. Ha-ha. Saw that Two Toes was up. I'm like, yeah. We can do him. So off I go, kill him. But Gooba, the other Murloc that walks around, who
I think it's
is
Gobbler.
Gobbler. Yeah.
Goobar works better, though.
Yeah, I know.
Goober.
Well, he is a bit of a goober because his health, he's not an elite. He's just a normal mob, but he is, I think, a quest mob. But his hit points are way above even Two Toes. And it was only after the, it's like, oh yeah, I'll kill him. And I charged into him. And that's when I then realized, oh crap. His hit points is way bigger than all the other Murlocs, including the elite. So I didn't really have a problem. Like he probably got me down to about 50, but I got through it, but he didn't give very much XP. But I was like, okay, let's be very careful of pulling him because he has got a lot more hit points than the normal stuff. So be very careful around him. And then that's all I've been doing, just running around, just killing Murlocs. I've been slaughtering them in the Murloc area. I've cleared them all out, and then I go and have a rest, and then I come back, and the little buggers are back. I'm like, I got to kill them again.
Just like bunnies.
Yeah, I have to kill the Murlocs.
Yep. So I did all that. I got her up to 22. So she's at 22 at the moment. I took off looking for rares. I found the little guy up on the island again, killed him, found the beast, actually killed him at 22. Didn't have an issue, but again, I just had to watch, you know, just watch my pulls. Even went over to Sludgy. Where's the Sludgy Crypt? and no, went down and Sludgekins, I think it is, and killed him. And they were a little bit higher, but it was kind of like, okay, that was good. Back to Murloc. So it just, there was a night I was running around and I couldn't find any, like there was very, I haven't seen the other, is it the Knoll over near the tree? I've been killing them as well. So I went from the Murlocs into then the Knolls, but I haven't gone to where the Knolls are fighting the Dwarfs because they're a bit nasty. The Dwarfs are a bit nasty. They drop those, the traps and do
snakes.
And they can really, they really hurt and do some poisons and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm going to stay away from that. Other than that, she's level 22. I'm pretty sure I'm about over halfway through 22, maybe about three quarters. She's had a couple of days of rested. So that'll be nice. Oh my God. Do you just go through that rested like nothing else? It's like, it's gone. It's gone. Like rested. It's gone. Okay. It's just Pratt double charge. I love it.
I love it.
That's all
I've been doing. As soon as we're done here, I'll be trying it out.
So give it a go because I just really liked it. And I'm just like, I'm just going to keep going. I've got a one-handed and a shield. So I am doing the whole shield bash, thing. And honestly, I'm just running around having a good time. So that's where I'm at. Still alive, still getting there. Level 22. So, yay!
That's awesome.
So, I'm going to say, even if, not saying that it will happen, but if you were to happen to meet your end on this tune, you will have still beaten me, okay? Because I died first and I was lower level than you. Okay, just so that we're clear to everybody, just because you, just like if you were to die, it's not a tie, okay? You were higher level than me, and you're alive still, so it doesn't matter if your character dies. You have beaten me. You have beaten me. Okay.
I did have run. I think I was level when I hit 22. I did a pull too many mobs and then ding. Do you know where you get that?
Oh, that's like, nice. Ooh. Oh, crud. Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. But other than that, I've had a couple of little hiccups, but nothing majorly. It's just like grind fest. It's just, I like it. It's just zone out and just kill. which is good. So that's what I've done. We'll see what this week brings. But pretty much, I haven't been on any other tune other than last night. It finally hit, hopped on my main, just because I needed to check some stuff. But I'm it's like focus on Bloodthirsty while the contest is on. So so we'll see how we go.
I had a moment after my 36 died today where I was like, that's it. I can't do this anymore. Yeah, I've got a whole week. I can do it.
Well, exactly. It's kind of like, I suppose it's that thing where if you do, for some of us, I suppose, that you just kind of go, I'm already pressing on my next turn. Okay, let's just do it.
Jump right in.
Yeah, it is addicting. It doesn't matter what challenge tune you're doing. I think we can all agree that there is a certain level of addiction to doing a challenge tune. That even though, especially for you, the guys that lose the really, really high tunes, which must be so shattering. But the thing is, they, turn it around and off they go again. Most of us do that, which is, again, amazing. So. Anyway.
Good week.
Let's go. Bumper time.
Bumper?
Yeah. Coffee is my blood.
That's not the right bumper.
No.
Oh, wait. Okay, how about this one?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
happy, dear.
Yes.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
You're a bugger. All right. Okay. Let's talk about the contest.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Why is this in green?
Well, I was wondering that myself. I'm like, what?
I didn't put that in green, did I? I don't think I did.
For this?
Yeah, that's supposed to be me. Okay,
okay. What? I thought that was an awesome idea.
Well,
but you know,
if you want to do, I was just gonna go to the site and read down the top 10 that were not dead or flagged.
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay,
just go for it. Go for it.
Okay, so we do. So just as a reminder, we do have a first and second place prize. They're both. $20 on a Blizzard card, sorry, for your Blizzard balance, whatever it's called, and that was donated by Jer. So thank you again. For number one, we had some folks that came out right like really quickly. I have a feeling some folks rolled up one of every tune. Up to 9. I just kind of have that feeling that they rolled every class of both of one race and then waited and then picked the class. Whatever. But we have a new... So we have number one is never died at level 61. Moly. And we have...
Moly!
And... Past that, things are a little bit more grouped up. So number two is Z Grinder. Maybe I don't know if that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. It's a really, really bad accent. I'm sorry, Zaya, if I have offended you, because that was a really, really bad accent. So Z Grinder is level 47 at number two. Bloody Boz is level 45. I believe that is Blood of Zandalar that's in the chat right now.
Cool.
And he's at level 45, or she, I don't know. Orc V2 is level 43. Azzy Wins is level 41. Just going down
the... I thought Azzy died last night.
Well, I'm going to the top 10 here. Astrantia... Level 30, Soul Rotation 30, Engelhart. Yeah, I think Azzy did die. Engelhart level 26, Blood Lita 24, and Bit Iron Flaps 23. So let me just click on Azzy's to update. And character not found. So yeah. So it's basically he basically deleted the character before it picked up the death, and it will go be put into the Nether. Which is okay. Fine. So when we do our final run next week, I will be doing a check, and if you can't get found, then you're not allowed to win. So so we've had Nisi died at 43. Azzy died, I guess, at 41. Eberhart died at 39. Sandfoot or Sandyfoot? No, it's Sandfoot. I thought it was Sandy Foot.
I had Sandy Feet.
Oh.
And then I had Sandfoot.
Okay, gotcha.
Sandfoot was tied with Orc V2 at the time of my death at 36.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So that was at 36. And one false Depp died at level 30. And that was the character that came out right at the starting gun.
Nice.
Yeah, so... We still have a week to go. The contest will officially end at 7 o'clock this time next week. That's Eastern. And a job will run, and I'll do all the checking, and then I'll double check it just to make sure. But I'll reach out to the email addresses that have been provided, and I don't do anything else with the email address. So once I am able to confirm that the prizes have gone out to the appropriate people, I delete everybody's email address because I don't want to keep them. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And good luck Excellent. With everybody.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Good job,
exactly.
everybody. Exactly.
I mean, we know through Discord that there certainly was quite a few deaths this week. It seemed to be a very
I saw a lot of blood and a lot of tears too. Like, and they were both mixed in, so that, you know, that taste of blood with salty tears. Yum 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 yum. Oh, I love
that
the tears.
Salty copper tang.
I love that salty. Yes.
That's a good show title, too.
Salt, on, salty copper tang.
Salty
copper tang.
Tang.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, I was going to spell that wrong. Copper tang. Excellent. What? No, but you know, anything can happen. We've still got a week to go.
Yes.
But again, well done, everyone. How many have we got doing the contest? Fantastic.
We've had 57 so far. And also not including myself, because I didn't even get a chance to list mine. Because at 10, I was like, I lasted for about an hour at 10. I just didn't really have a good spot to log off. So I figured, well, I'll kill some more stuff. And then, nope, dead. I was actually very relieved I died, because I'm like, okay, great. Because I knew you were going to win. I knew, as soon as I started pulling beyond my level, I'm like, yeah, I'm playing way too loose with this, so.
Yeah. You can pull at least one or two. Maybe two, depending, but
I could pull five. Well, I was pulling a couple mobs that were three levels higher, sometimes four.
Yeah.
But then it was just a matter of how it worked out, where that one rare was 15 and then pulled the other one that was a caster, and I didn't even realize I was being hit by the bolts. Like, fudge, you know, like fudge chocolate, fudge. The other site news, you guys might have noticed that the website has been a little bit slow yesterday and today. Well, it shouldn't be slow anymore, but I have another thing that I run on the same server, and I was doing things on that one, and things were blowing up, and it was impacting everything. So that's fixed. The next part is I'm trying to make it so the other thing can make real money, and then I can use that to help pay for the server costs, because then if I can make enough from that one, then we don't need to go for the goal that we have, right? So if we can pay for the server costs with folks trying to help out on Patreon, and then if I get ad money from my other site, then I can take down the ads off of our site, right? So I'm trying to find any way I can to just cover the server costs. Because that exchange rate, Rogue Slayer, you guys are killing me, killing me on the exchange rate. We actually increased our interest rate for the whole I don't know what you want to call it. I guess our base rate has now gone up by a quarter point. So that's the first time that we've had an increase since 2008, when everything went whoa. So now everyone's like, oh, so we're going to pay more interest. Okay, this is not the finance show. This is the WoW Challenges show. So I'm going to stop talking about that.
Stop it right now.
There were some API changes that happened and there are new ones that are going to be happening from Blizzard. I don't think it should impact us a whole lot, but it does change a little bit how things are running. So right now I still have the Iron Man running on the new API that I'm running from my friend Olmeman. Nia, and the bloodthirsty pacifist and Tin Man are running on mine. So mine is based on the old way, so there might be some hiccups. I don't know when, but we'll be on top of it. So hopefully it will be minimal, if anything. Okay? So just in case, if you do see anything weird, let me know. Because, you know,
well, if you see something weird, don't feel too bad. Did you hear about that a couple weeks ago, that malware attack that took out all those airports and government ministries in the Ukraine and the Danish shipping giant Maersk? Yeah, my company got hit too.
Oh.
We've been trying to recover from this thing for like 2 weeks now.
Oh.
Unfortunately, in like the second or third day of it, I had to take Julie into one of the main hospitals in Boston to have some outpatient surgery. And when I was getting dressed that morning, I almost put on like my company fleece vest to wear while I was waiting all day. And I was like, oh no, wait, they're a customer of ours. I shouldn't be wearing any swag from my company.
Oh man.
They'll be locking me. I was like, all the systems went down. So little glitches, little blips. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I feel a little bit better.
This is a case of like all the computers and servers just went just closed.
Well, today I had a job that took up 100% of my CPU and took up all the memory. I was like, why? And everything ground to a halt. And I was like, oh my God, freaking out. And I'm like, kill job. And it's hard to kill a job when you can't get the commands in because the processes and the memory is
so slow.
Being used by something else. And so I'm not patient. I'm kill typing in the actual nut number of the one to kill, which it was 662. So I was like, K662, job, it won't work. It finally works. So, yeah. So we should be okay now. But
good to know.
Yes. So that's pretty much it. And I think I'm focusing on it. Yeah. Anyways, nope. That's it. Sorry. I'm doing it again. Being stupid. Yep.
Oh, good.
I'm just excited about stuff. That's all. So, yeah. Okay.
Nisi says you went bloodthirsty on your PC jobs, huh?
Yes, I did.
I was thinking that too.
I was killing a lot of jobs. I was killing a lot of jobs. So, can I ask you something? If the person that runs an event lets it slip that people are going to be in said event, am I allowed to now talk about that? Because I really want to talk. I'm just giving you a hypothetical. If you were told you can't say anything until we announce stuff,
then don't say anything.
But then they let it slip that things are happening.
Announcing, they let it slip. That's not an announcement.
Fine.
So no. You have to wait for the official announcement. There you go.
Exercise some self-restraint.
Yeah. I have none.
Yeah.
I say that's the first problem. Oh, nice.
Now's a chance for you to build up your restraint muscle. Flex it.
I've got nothing. No, I've got nothing. I was trying to think of something, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how everyone's done this week, hey? On our state of the challenges. All right. Slayer.
So with irons, we have Kuabar 70, Star Mongler 74, RIP. Iron Zadora 76, Brittle Iron 79, RIP. Bikini Babe 96, Never Died War 97, Never Died Pally 98, Anabolic 99, Didrevendrew 103. 73. And 73 hit 107, but is red flagged. Yep. Two rares were equipped. Stone, you said he messaged you.
Yeah.
No can do.
Yeah, he said that he had equipped them and then took them off right away. I had no idea it was this tune, so I'm still not sure if it's him or not, but I replied to him, like, there's nothing I can do. I mean, it's happened to me, right? Mm-hmm. And I was really mad that you can't, you know, fix it, right? But there's nothing that we can do. But so I think they said that they were going to still level up to 110, even though that they're still flagged. They just want to finish it, right? So
yeah. Well, good job getting the 107.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow. And again, look at Never Died. Seriously. Whoa. He's playing a Bloodthirsty. And
he's
got
three tunes in there this week. Well, he's only got three tunes up there. Because before he was like getting like 5-6 or so, no?
Mm.
I'm just saying that he's not quite...
What you saying? What?
Although you know what? I think he's slacking off, but... I don't know about slacking off, because now that I think about it, he's level 61 on a Bloodthirsty in the week. Okay. Yeah. All right, fine.
Plus the other tunes are higher level, you know. It takes longer.
Mm-hmm. Way longer.
I just like to bug, that's all. Anyway, so go ahead. Yes.
He's poking the bear.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the blood. So we've got Azzy wins at 41, and he had died last night. He did say he made a new chamois and he's off running again. Ok V2 hit 43. Nisi Soul died at 43. Sorry, Nisi. 5 Matt hit 43 as well. Bloody Boz hit 45. Z-Grinder hit 46. Never Died is 60. I thought you said he was 61. 60.
This was at 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, okay. All right. Genetics hit 63. Too Thirsty. That's a good name. Hit 75. And Bent Grinder hit 88.
Woof. And Pest Fists.
So, Bent Grinder is 5 iron, I'm pretty sure. So 5 iron's got 2 in that list.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. All right, so pacifists, we have Peaceable, 44. Patchouli, 7, 57. Patchouli, 6, 57. And Patchouli, 5, 59. Harry Up, 62. Fiverr, 62. Patchouli, 4 is 66, pulled away from the rest of the group. Never Died, Passy, 69. Schnuffle Tips, 81. And oh my goodness, Ferillion, 90 on a pacifist.
Wow. Woo! Wow. Well done. Nice. And look, Never Died's on a passy.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Seriously. That dude. Awesome. Well done. All right. Tins.
Okay. We have Borgli at level 41. I love Borg. The Borg were a great, great bad guy, and then they got. They're not so bad anymore. Anyways, I think Janeway kind of made them less strong. So Lumia.
Going to the books, they're really not so bad anymore.
Really? Oh, don't tell me that. Well, I mean, I don't read the books, so. But the Borg were supposed to. Okay. All right, the Borg.
Mm-hmm.
Lumion is level 41. Thorgus is 48. Meat Flaps is 56.
Meat Flaps.
Iron Freck is level 60. Ironed Out is level 60. Saya Hunter is level 70. Baz Tur is level 95. Anabolic is 99. And Iron Capper is 101.
Woot!
I think we should do a podcast about Star Trek, but there's lots of those. Borg were supposed to be like, you can't mess with them. They sent one ship and it blew like a whole bunch of like everybody up, but yet on Voyager, there's always got like three Borg cubes. That's okay.
Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff happened between the first encounter and Janeway.
Yes, yes. I know. But that last episode, the last episode was okay. It was too fast. I think they should have made the last episode like three or four shows. I think they could have really worked on that. Anyways,
I just love she like zooms in and like. Sorry we took so long.
Hey, we're home.
And we're done. Boom.
End of story. Yep, done. For the speed to 60, there was no changes in the top 10. Yes, this is a WoW show, but we like Star Trek.
Yeah, it's hard to have when you have like a enemy that's so powerful. It's great for that cliffhanger. Oh my gosh, but then you have to let the show progress, and the show can't progress if you've got this enemy who can just go and you're done all the time, you know?
No, I know. It's just, I kind of, wrong show. We should make a show. We should totally make a show about Star Trek. And we can just talk about the Borg. That's it. I love the Borg. But it's
Borg
just,
banter.
Right, you two just keep chatting. I'm just posting pictures to.
Lily is like glazing.
Yeah, you lost me at Borg, so I was like, "Yep, I'm just gonna take some photos of my pretty fans."
Do you not watch Trek?
No.
Wow. I don't know if you can see this up here.
Oh, you got this. You got the like original silver one. Yep, I recognize those.
I watched Star Trek. I have, but I'm not. It doesn't freak me out like it does for you two. Like you guys love it. It's doesn't do that to me.
Yeah, but, and I even went into all the books and like all the spin-off books and. Yeah.
I can't do the books just because I know that it's not canon, right? And because I know it's not canon, I try and stick with what's on.
What gets really screwy is when you start getting the books that veer from even the book canons. You have like Shatner coming in with his stuff, and there are a couple other ones. So there's like two different stories of Romulus and Remen. You know, it's like, but I managed to compartmentalize them all, and I'm fine.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm gonna. Do you want me to play? All right. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Jay, I heard this joke the other day. And then I was walking through Redwoods and the other place didn't go through Redwoods. It was more like Redwoods. But then I saw Fire Peninsula and the fellows of it, and then the birds of mine and the flying jelly things. And you really have to look out and listen to me, okay?
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, okay. I do.
Oh, do you?
I have an idea. It was somebody who couldn't shut up.
What? No, it's not Carrie. Wow.
I hope she doesn't listen to the show.
No.
Whoa.
Carrie's in downstairs and she's not in a good mood right now because she came up to grab a drink. So I think the boys are giving her the gears.
She gave you the look, didn't she?
Oh, I got a second bad look. So yeah. Rogue Slayer, thank you very much.
We'll work on something a little more condensed.
Yeah.
Oomph.
But I still really like that. It's very cute. Thank
into this out of the screen.
Boom. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's do out because it's chit chat time. So this is where anyone can ask us anything about the challenges, questions, share your tips, tricks, and all those things, especially potential disastrous areas and stuff. That's always good to know about as well. So, first one we had from, Rogue Slayer. Can you tell me that one?
From Discord, we heard from Arya Starkey. So, question, does the blessing of the Thistle Bear count as a buff? It was a quest thingy in Dark Shore.
It's a buff, but it's like a quest buff, so it's okay.
It's an okay buff. Yeah.
It's an okay buff. Yeah.
Yeah. You're allowed to.
I pondered that one as well the first time I did it, and I was like, no, it comes with a quest. We're just going to go through it. Because if you don't do that quest, you can't progress on the quest chain either. You can never go back and give the news about Grimclaw.
Yeah.
So, you just can't have that.
Yeah, so it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah. Next question. Lita.
Next question. Just give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to take a photo of you guys on the screen and my other screen, but on Instagram, it's not really working very well. Hang on. Move back a little bit. There we go. Hey. Oh, good one. I got you drinking. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. I got stone drinking. Excellent. All right. So another quick. It's a question?
No.
It's a question?
No. It's sort of a question.
Sort of.
It's a question. Sort of. It's a Q&A. Okay.
Five Iron. Five Iron's always very helpful on Discord, too. Thank you. Five Ivan, he always gives like really good tips and places, so thank you. He said, where did the spaghetti go to dance? The meatball. Can we do that? Thank you.
Nice. I actually have an app that did that on my phone.
Yeah, I've only got my, hang on, I've only got that one doesn't really work. Yeah, no, not that one. No, I have that
That's
one.
That's awesome.
Love that one. Doctor Who.
Oh.
Anyway.
They're supposed to make an announcement about the new Doctor Who pretty soon. On the 19th? Or something like that. Soon.
So, yeah.
I kind of wouldn't mind them do, because they were supposed to, like, back, like, the lore is that he's supposed to have 13, right? And then that's it. So they're supposed to name the 13 doctors. So the 13th is supposed to be named now. I wouldn't mind them doing a man and then flipping it to not doing a man, but, you know, have a last guy on there and then have it flip, because maybe it was 13 men and then now he's got a gender change and now he can do 13 women and then he's got to change that again. I'm not opposed to them having a girl. I want to try to keep the lore kind of, you know, okay, 13, right? So maybe they, anyways, I think it's going to be cool. I think they're going to make it good. So I'm very excited. I don't care. I actually wouldn't mind, who I think would be a good guy one is, what's his name? Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
He would also make a very, and there's some people saying that he would be a very good James Bond. And I'm like, absolutely. It doesn't matter if he's black because he's got this, you can see him presence. Being James Bond. You just can't. He's got presence. Yes. And
he's got presence.
Yeah. And I think that's what matters. At least to me. I would completely accept him as James Bond without a doubt. Sure.
I've seen the not the trailer for it, but at work I have to like go upstairs. There's cinemas upstairs and every now and again I have to walk past the cinemas and there's this massive what do you call it, cardboard cutout for
Dark Tower.
What is it? Yeah, and I mean it's got Matthew on it, but you know, I know he's in it, so I'm like, I cannot wait. Like that was Stephen King is like my all-time favorite writer, so I cannot wait to see this movie. I'm so excited. And I think him being in it's very exciting. I can't wait.
Like, I think Doctor Who, they could have the new one be only for like a season. Or even like a half. They can write anything that they want. They could make
they
it like,
do what they want.
Look, folks, we have another guy. And then two shows in, boop. And you're like, what? Right? They can do that. And I think that would be cool. Okay, so Azzy sent us a joke, and I was like, Azzy, where's your, you know, pun, right? And he's like, don't rush me. This takes time. Wait, hold on. Let me quote the exact thing, because he didn't say anything bad. Okay, so I was like, I need pun. Working on it, can't rush. You know, so he's like, no, he's
working on his shammy.
He's working on it. No. He's not working on his shammy. He's working on the pun. I know.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm too literal. Azzy's pun. Two hats were hanging on a hat rack in the hallway. One hat says to the other, stay here. I'll go on ahead. Get it? Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go on ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if I told you this one. What's red and white and whispers?
Red and white and whispers. I don't know.
A horseradish.
See? Now let's go, boys. That one. Just saying. Awesome. Thanks, Road Flare.
Thank you, Azzy.
Thanks, Azzy.
Thanks, Azzy. Tip of the hat to you.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody that supports us with Patreon. I always butcher this. I'm just going to pound. I don't know. Just plow through it.
Just go in.
Just do it. So our $5 patrons, thank you very much. This week, whatever. You're at there.
This time.
Wow. Good Lord. Okay. Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Calamoon, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, and Anonymous, whoever that is.
Hmm. Huh. I don't know.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So the goal is to get to 200. We're at 105. I don't know when I'll be able to do the other site stuff because it is a little bit of work to try and do what I kind of want to plan to do to try to make that one make more money to help with the costs. So, because that one makes like nothing, but I have some ideas. They're all of my stuff is all not for profit. I just do stuff because I like doing stuff. So, yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Lita's very quiet. She's probably taking pictures. Take pictures.
I'm gonna take a picture.
I'm gonna take a picture. Hold on.
I've already taken three.
Take a picture.
Okay. There we go. I was contemplating what else I could take a photo of from
Chair. I'm gonna tweet this out. Oh wow.
I did. I just tweeted one.
No, I'm gonna tweet one out right now. There we go. Tweet.
Work?
Tweet at Lita. There we go. There, I took a picture. There you go. So it's going.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Yeah, there it is. It's up. So. Yeah, there's nothing incriminating on there. Okay. That's what I was looking for. I'm like, I don't think there's anything bad on there. Okay. Okay, so our next show is Saturday, July the 22nd. 7 p.m. North American Eastern, whatever time. And that's Sunday, July the 23rd, which is 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, 1 a.m. Central European Time, which is, and it's also Carrie's birthday on Sunday.
Yay!
So, before we talk about birthdays, I entered into a contest at about 5 minutes left of my day, and I won this keg gift card for $50. And I was like, sweet. I was lucky. Nice. Lucky on my day. So I love that place. It's got great steak. Great steak. So, Crystal will be joining us next week. He is the tune named, like, his tune is Fancy. That's number one in the Speed to 60. And how many webcams do I need? Spanky Hunter just said that on Twitter. I have one webcam. I have the one with the green little light. That one is for Skype. And the one with the two blue, that's for the stream, because that's the good one. So, because I want to make sure, you know.
You look pretty.
How you doing? How you doing? Okay. Crystal.
Oh my gosh. We went to Fire Island and we came back and you have to go through Long Island and we stopped at a diner for lunch and there were actually a guy came into the diner. This diner was like all mirrors and golden. Guy actually came and they were doing the how you doing back and forth with the hostess. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Like for real or?
Real.
Oh no. Oh. Wow.
How you doing? How you doing?
Wow.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
Okay. So, Crystal will be joining us. And, thank you, Rogueslayer, for coming us in today and, having a chat with us. You know what I mean? Hey, Adrian, I feel kind of stupid talking through the wall. You know what I mean?
Yo, Adrian!
Yo, Adrian! My wife is probably like, what?
Are they
done? Yeah. Like, what's going on up there?
That's it. She's probably going, surely they're done. Because Stone's, like, going off. Wow.
There's a lot of hot air going on up there.
I thought I muted when that was happening. Sorry. No? No? No.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, would you like to know where people can get in touch with me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was waiting for Lita to say her part, but...
You can find me at RoguePlayer1 on Twitter and Instagram, and I also have weekly guild updates on the Control Alt WoW podcast.
Yay!
And thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for
thank you for coming back on and going through all this.
And good luck this week. I've got my fingers crossed for you.
I'll be changing my spec because spec changes are allowed.
That's right.
I don't know if you can hear it in my little rambly bumper for chit chat. One of the questions is, are spec changes allowed? Can I be greedy?
I did not hear that.
I was
listening. I heard something about Red Ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, those. Well, yeah, I went through Red Ridge, but you're probably Dead Ridge, but you really probably shouldn't go there.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, nice. All right. Well, good. As I said, good luck this week. We've still got a week to go. So fingers crossed everything goes well. And yes, people can come and check you out.
Check me out.
Yeah, right. Where they can find you. I'll have the details up on the website anyway, so it's all good. All right, where you can find us, don't forget to check out our website, which is wildchallenges.com. You can send us emails or contact us, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can also get us via the tweeters on Twitter, which is @wildchallenges. And we do have a Discord server if anyone wants to jump in. It's always quite lively. Definitely, which is good. Lots of chat, lots of questions.
Coffee's
good. Discord server is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. Don't forget, we are also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember, every week we are live on Saturday nights for Stone, Sunday mornings for me, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Coffee is my blood. Mm. Yes.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone grasp. And co-host Adventures in Azeroth with, hold on, with that one over there.
Nope, it's the other way.
What?
No. You gotta go.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. What?
Your left.
So that one over there. That's right. Such a derp. And these people are gonna get me in. I said it's a mistake. It says a mistake. They will find out. They will find out. Yeah. So and we go live on Twitch on Thursdays at 6 a.m. North American for me. At North American Eastern and 8 p.m. Australian Eastern.
Yes.
For you.
Yes, exactly. And where you can find me, I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, where, yeah, I just, you know, post some stuff up, put some screenshots, put some pictures.
What?
Pictures. Talking about coffee. Talking about
coffee and pictures.
Oh.
Got me a
bitch. I thought Rogueslayer said something else. I'm like, whoa. I gotta bleep? I have to bleep it now. No.
Oh, that's a whole different thing. Don't forget, yes, you can find me. Also, Behind the Avatar will be back. And Adventures in Azeroth, as we said. Thank you, as always, to Mark Conan for his awesome intro. You can check him out on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he is part of the Torrent Think Tank team with Jules. So go check them out. They're an awesome show. Other than that, everyone, good luck with your challenge tunes. Good luck with your contest tunes. And hope everyone has a very good week. Thanks, Rogue Slayer, again.
Thank you. Fabulous.
Thanks, Stone.
Thanks, goodbye, Lita. Stone. Goodbye, Stone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Stone.
Bye.
Catch you later.
Whoa. Okay, which one's the outro? Okay, bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.